You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
New Zealand First is proposing to break up one of the country's biggest supermarket players, Foodstuffs, into two competing nationwide cooperatives. The move is being pitched as a way to increase competition in a sector long criticized for high prices and limited choice. To unpack what that could mean in practice, I spoke with Emeritus Professor of Economics at the University of Auckland, Tim Hazeldine. So New Zealand First is proposing to break up Foodstuffs into two nationwide cooperatives, essentially creating more direct competition within the supermarket sector. At a broad level, how significant is that proposal from your perspective?
I think it's a great idea. I think we do need more competition. I don't think we can expect some whole new firm like Aldi, the German grocer, to come into our market because we're not really big enough. So I think we've got to work with the firms we've got. And New Zealand First has said, well, one of those is Foodstuffs, and Foodstuffs is, as you say, two brands, Pack and Save, well, three really, Pack and Save, the main supermarkets and the Four Square supermarkets, and so split them up. Sounds like a good idea.
You've said breaking it up by brand might be a simpler approach rather than splitting it through the North and South Island operations. Can you explain what makes this model more workable?
Well, if you've got, it's tempting to say, well, we actually have three competitors now. We've got Progressive, or Australian Woolworths, and we've got Foodstuffs North Island and Foodstuffs South Island. And they actually do operate independently on some things like sourcing their supplies from manufacturers. So you could say, well, maybe they should sort of swap some stores so that instead of being Foodstuffs North Island, it'll be Foodstuffs Alpha, and Foodstuffs South Island, it'll be Foodstuffs A or whatever, and they should swap some stores around so they have a presence in both islands. But that's pretty complicated. what stores would they swap and who would be in charge of doing that? So the idea that you just say, well, you've already done the job for us. You've created these major distinct grocery brands, Pack and Save, the big bulk stuff, and then the regular supermarkets, and perhaps the Four Square for the other side of the market. So just work with those and break them up and make them compete with each other.
Do you think this would increase competition in a more meaningful way?
Yeah, I think it would. Three competitors is a lot more than two competitors. It's 50% more. So it's not guaranteed, but it would. Look, if it didn't work, we could always tell them to go back to their old ways. It'd be good to try it.
A lot of debate around the supermarkets comes back to pricing. Do you think a move like this would realistically lead to lower prices for consumers?
That's really the main reason to recommend it, is that the Commerce Commission and their report on the grocery supermarkets a couple of years ago decided, yes, they were overcharging, that there was monopoly profits in there that were increasing the cost of groceries to our households. So there's something to be, if they're right, and that hasn't really been successfully challenged by the supermarkets. They don't like it, but they haven't been able to overturn it, that decision or that finding. Then there is the possibility out there that more competition could lower the cost of groceries.
You've also raised the issue of access to the shelf. What does that mean in practice for suppliers and smaller brands trying to get into supermarkets?
Yeah, that's something we don't hear a lot about, but I've talked to people who are suppliers of smaller branded products, perhaps brands you haven't always heard of, although they're on the shelves. And they say that the supermarkets are also competing with their suppliers through their own private label products like PAMs that New World has. So they've got a sort of a conflict there. Supermarkets make quite a lot of money out of their private label products because they get to keep profit margin on the product. And so if you're trying to get you're a small manufacturer of say, frozen peas. Not that that's a big thing anymore, but trying to get it on the shelves. And they say, well, you can, or they might say, no, we won't stock it because we've got plenty of brands already, including a Pam's, you know, a house brand. Or they might say, well, okay, we'll give you a go, but you mustn't undercut our private label brand because that's supposed to be our, you know, our price leader. If they did do that, that would actually be illegal, probably. So I'm not claiming that they do. I don't have evidence on that. But it would certainly be worth looking into.
And finally, when you look at the supermarket landscape in New Zealand, do you think we're any closer to solving the duopoly issue, or are we still a long way off?
Well, we're just not doing anything. There's nothing happening. The New Zealand First is, I think, the only political party, it's the first one to actually come out and say, we think this is on our election manifesto for this year's election. If we are in government, we would do something about it. So I just hope that the two major parties, both of them preferably, say, oh, we'll do that too. But I haven't, so we'll just have to wait and see when they come up with their election manifestos.
That was Emeritus Professor Tim Hazeldean about New Zealand First proposal to break up the supermarket duopoly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.